We continue our learning Lili Mishmas Davi Bemanachavish Hamicham Yaakov Bebrichav Shalei. We're learning Gittin Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a husband who gave a get to his wife and said, "Aran Muteras Lchalad Mechutz Biploni." There was a limit. He said, "You're permitted to everybody except this particular person." So according to the Chachamim, that's also that get has to be has to be given again. Because saying that, building that in is a shiur beget, shin yud vav resh, there's a remainder, something left over, and therefore it's not a sefer kris, it's not a bill of severance completely. And therefore that's going to be puzzle. What if the shiur, that which is left over, the person that the woman is told that she can't marry, she's permitted to have it except this particular person, is someone she wasn't allowed to marry anyway? So our Mishnah is going to distinguish between whether that's someone whose kiddushin is tofsin, where kiddushin can take effect even though they're living in sin. Let's say a grusha to a kohen hedyuk. There's a lav to live together, but nonetheless, if a kohen hedyuk gives a ring to a woman, to a grusha, to a divorced woman, and there are two eidim who watch it, and he says mikudeshesli, they are halachically married. So we'll see that the difference between that and a case where a man is mekadesh his sister, let's say, a woman is mekadesh her father, that kiddushin doesn't even is not even toe-faced at all. So the Mishnah says, "Harei amuteras l'chol adam." The man is megarish his wife, gives her a kosher get, but says, "You're permitted to everybody, ela la'abo la'avich, except my father or your father, lachi lachich, or my brother or your brother." La evid v'lanachri, an evid Kanani or a non-Jew, l'chol mi she'ein la alav kiddushin, or anyone else for that matter, where kiddushin wouldn't even take effect with this woman, then kosher. Then this is a kosher get. Why? Because these people anyway are completely prohibited and kiddushin are not even tofsin with them. So there's no shear in the get, because he said you're permitted to everybody except what? Except this person who you're usher to anyway, who you couldn't even be kudeshes to anyway. So that's a kosher get. But harayat muteres l'chol adam elo amon l'kohen gadol. But if he says you're permitted to anybody except you as an almana, except marrying kohen gadol, as an almana, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyo. If you're a grusha or you're a chalutza, had chalitza to marry a kohen hedyo, that's the person. There's an exception you're not allowed to marry. Mamzeres or nesina l'Yisrael, you as a mamzeres or nesina nesinim, if you remember, those are the ones who descended from the Givonim, the days of Yoshua in Perek Tes, where Yoshua said these were the Givonim who deceived him, were really part of the Shiva Amimin, and they should have been destroyed, but they made a treaty with them, not knowing where they came from, and they became shchot ve'etzim, choppers of wood, v'shor ve'mayim, and they would draw water. So these had the status like a mamzer. You're not allowed to marry them, but if you're a mekadesh in Nesina, or Nesina marries Yisrael, the kiddushin takes effect. Bas Yisrael mamzer l'nasin, or Bas Yisrael married to a mamzer l'nasin, l'chol mi sheyesh la alav kiddushin, afilu ba'avera, or anyone else who she has kiddushin with, even though it's ba'avera, pasul, then that get is going to be pasul. Why? Because there is a shir beget. When you say you're muteres l'chol adam, you give her a get, you're permitted to marry anyone except you can't marry a mamzer. A mamzer usher anyway. Yeah, but a mamzer, this kiddushin that takes effect. And since kiddushin could take effect, that's considered a leftover remainder in the get. It's not a complete book of severance, not complete sefer krisis, and the get is going to be pasul. Now, the fact that the Mishnah mentions grusha and a chalutza to a kohen hedyo, to a almana, to a kohen gadol, it's a little bit strange. Remember, this woman becomes a grusha just from receiving this get itself. So what do you mean? This get has been, after this, she can't marry Kohen Hedyon anyway. So nonetheless, the Mishnah, the Rishonim point out, the Mishnah usually lists these things together. The Mamzeres Nesina to Yisrael, and Alman the Kohen Gadol, and the Grusha V'chalutza to Kohen Hedyon. So we put them all together, even though they don't necessarily apply in this particular Mishnah. Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Gufo shall get. What is the essence of the get? Body, literally, of the get. So the Ikur Nusuch we mentioned in the past, Hare At Muteres L'Chol Adam. That's where the get has to say, you are permitted to any man. There can't be any exceptions. Can't be any remainder. That's the Gufo Shel Get. Rabbi Yehuda adds on and says the following. It has to have other statements as well. And according to the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you said, Hare Amur Teslu Chal Adam, it's not clear that you mean Megari Shomim with that get. It's possible you're only Megari Shar with a Dibur. And when you say, and the Shtar is only a Raya, so therefore we need to know that it's very clear, it's Muchach Mitoch HaGet, that I'm using this get to be Megari Shu. Just the phrase, Hare Amur Teslu Chal Adam, doesn't sound like I'm using this get to be Megari Shu. You're permitted to everybody. Yeah, you know, I said that you're permitted to everybody. And that having that line alone written in the get is not going to be sufficient. We need a full nusach as we see the Chachamim hold up. Even if you didn't write, as Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, the fact that you wrote the get and you gave it to the woman, that is sufficient that you're going to be Megarishar with this particular get. So what is that Rabbi Yehuda adds on that shows it's very clear that it's with this document that you are divorcing her and not with the words Harem Muteres L'chal Adam, which you happen to be writing down in the document. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'dein d'yehevei lichi minayin, we have all these in our get, and this should be from me a Sefer Terechin, which is a Sefer, a book literally of Terechin, which is of divorce. And the Igeres Shibukin, it's an Igeres, it's a letter Shibukin. The Aramaic word Shavak is the equivalent of the Hebrew word Azav. So it's a letter of abandonment. The Get Piturin, it is a document that of Piturin, a bill of that I'm releasing you from me. Limahach, and this is for you to go, Lehis Nasva, to marry Luchol Gavar, Desitz Piyin. Any man that you desire, that you want, you can marry. So with all of these statements, Tiferes Yisrael says something interesting. Three statements, Sefer Terechin, Igeres Shivukin, and Get Piturin, which correspond to the three obligations the husband has, She'era, Kisusa, Va'onasa. The fact that he has to give her mazono, sustenance, that he has to give her clothing, and onasa, and marital relations. So he is now releasing her from those three, releasing himself as well from those obligations. Then we say, Gufo shall get shichur. What is the essence, the body literally of a get shichur, a bill of emancipation to a shifcha? So, ahare at baschorin. You are this shifcha kananis, you become a baschorin. Now she becomes a full-fledged Jew. Hare at latzmech. You are now literally for yourself. Now this, some claim, well, that would be the language you would use for a basko, for a shifcha kananis. What if it about an eved kanani? You would say, hare atah ben chorin, hare atah la'atz mecha. And others say, no, the word at is perfectly acceptable for a ben chorin to make an eved kanani ben chorin too, because at is the Aramaic form of the word atah. We say at. Is not only Hebrew for a feminine for you, but in Aramaic we use the word at even for males.